your gold standard in radio.
7:08, that's your time. Your favorites are on your radio. It's a Wednesday, only the second day of July. Now, Shekwan, before the news, we shared a story of Carasburg, where the minister, Osilusia, spoke about registering children.
At birth,
Which led me to another thing that's happening right now. Shekwan, like,
what's going on?
Some serious tea that's going on.
The tea is a piping hot.
Okay, it is.
Ooh.
It is. I'm actually surprised that you don't know about this. Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
So,
I don't know why I just did that.
A very polarizing figure. I say polarized because, I mean, for years, her work has divided the community for many reasons. Either if you are at the receiving end of her work, of course you're going to hate her.
Okay.
You know, but if you are on the good end of her work, of course you're going to praise her and thank her for the good work that she did.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about Anna Nicodemus.
Ooh.
Yes, you know, I mentioned this because of Open File back in the day.
Yes.
Her investigative work with her producers and so on.
Yes.
And on her page, right, she started this series. I think it even started accidentally, actually.
Okay.
Where she describes every town's character.
Mm.
You know how we always talk nonsense about, I run for your life when it comes to guys from Wavish Bay.
Amen. Oh, sorry, was that loud?
You know, how apparently we are players and we are smooth talkers.
I mean, you know, facts are facts, but okay, I hear you.
How maybe guys in Cape Maasop or people of Cape Maasop like to fight.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it's like all in good light.
Or like ask girls from Maruru that you should never date us because you piss us off, we'll break everything in your house.
I
mean, it is true, but yeah.
Exactly.
Mm.
So she's been doing something of that nature where she just describes a town's character.
Okay.
I kind of enjoy it because when she wrote about Wavish Bay, 98% of what she said was kind of true, bro.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I say that as a binary even.
Okay.
So now yesterday, she dropped one for Carasburg.
What did she say? I didn't even see this. Is this like on Facebook or something?
On Facebook, on her page. Yeah.
Okay.
No, people from Carasburg are pissed.
What did she do?
What did she say?
Yeah.
No, the thing is, it's a couple of paragraphs. You have to read it for your own. I'm not really going to read it now fully, you know, in full blown. But to give you a bit of an idea of how she puts it, right? This is how it starts. Carasburg is that little speckle where time naps, the sheep outnumber people, and the silence is only broken by truck engines and the distant bar fights. This little settlement in the Claras region is best known for three things: sheep, dust, and home-brewed alcohol. Strong enough to erase your ancestors and fuel a high legs bucky.
Oh,
let's just say a few sips will have you texting your ex in four languages. And so it goes. That's how she writes. But it's been with every town.
With every town, yeah.
You understand?
And I need to go check this out.
It's kind of funny. Do you understand?
Okay.
But the Carasburg people caught feelings, bruh.
Is it also caught feelings, do you think? Obviously, you wouldn't know, right?
Yeah.
Is it caught feelings in the sense of, why are you telling our business? Or is it caught feelings in the sense of, oh, you act like you know us, but you don't?
I think it's a bit of both.
A bit of both, right?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of both. I think people from Carasburg, who now are professionals in Windhoek and so on around the country, are annoyed for a couple of reasons. First, who gives her the right to be speaking about their town?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how dare you insult us? And we are so offended. And in my head, I'm just like, ay, boy, just relax, jealous. These were erky.
Oh, like relax as in accept the truth? Or what do you mean?
You know, both ways, bro. because and you know, there's something that she described the woman here real quick. This paragraph, right?
All right.
And you know what, Shekwan? You know what? I've experienced Southern women, not necessarily you know, Carasburg women, but Southern women.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the paragraph is just in that same bit that she wrote, right?
Yes.
The woman, though, territorial, does not even begin to describe them. Just breathe in a man's direction and you'll be spiritually escorted out of the building or whatever. Carasburg ladies will pray with you, fight you, and then post Bible quotes about forgiveness while boiling water just in case. The men are calm, though, and quiet, mostly because they're hiding from their girlfriend's wives and their wives' cousins.
Yeah, because it's always their standby most. Let's pull up.
CNJ. But if he doesn't ever, or if he hasn't ever been in a Shebeen brawl or fathered two kids in different streets, he means nothing.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy her post, where she just describes the character of different towns. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I'm just like, Karasberg people, why must you always be so offended? Oh my gosh, I'm so offended.
This is so interesting.
It is.
I need to go check it out.
And there
are
other towns. I just forgot the other towns that she did.
That she posted, yeah.
You know what I mean? And honestly speaking, it's like, it's all fun. It's fun. You can also comment there and then write your nonsense.
Let's banter
and guara each other. Why?
So she said that men from Valfa's band are not to be trusted?
Yeah, she said something like that.
Uh-huh.
Why are you going to Obish Bay? Why are we catching strays? We talk about Karasberg Namos. Let's talk about this hour.
All right, so this hour we are going to have that conversation. When did you realize for yourself that you cannot eat at everybody's house?
Yeah.
Because why are you cooking and you are tasting the soup or whatever it is, milk or kushoka spice, I can't even, with a spoon, and then you put the spoon back in the pot?
I still need to get to the Kanyas.
So NSK will tell us the story about the Kanyas. We'll see what happened there. They're my favorites, by the way. But yeah, send your voice notes to 083-000-1029.
Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shaquan.
Welcome to the second hour, Yella.
Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
Neo, talking about you. Madzam, Miss Independent, see you pushing, you know, not rating this the scrubs that's out here.
Not doing what?
Not rating the scrubs that's out here.
Oh yeah, no.
Not giving them the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, girl?
Yeah.
Get what's yours.
Get it.
But if a billionaire comes right now, you will retire us.
Yeah, no, totally.
Of course, okay.
Yeah. Whatever he wants.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Several folks. We also checked out Ashake, Cyrus in Ghana, by the way, with Happiness, just in case you joined us. And there's still so much more coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shaquan, I mean, I touched on the Anna Negudemus situation, in case you missed it.
And woke everybody up.
Exactly. In case you missed it and you're just joining us right now, thank you, firstly. But Anna has been doing this thing where she writes creatively and adds personality to every town, where she describes every town and the persona that comes with every town. Okay, and she's been doing it. I feel she's been doing it in a funny way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. In a funny, you know, borderline daring, borderline controversial. But I find it downright funny. Okay, and she's been doing it with every town. Every now, and I'm not so sure every town, how many towns she has done so far, but she's been doing it.
Yeah, I've seen around about three, four towns so now. I've seen Usakos, Rospina,
okay,
Outapi. And now Karasberg and also Donkerhoek.
You see, so no town is safe. And she wrote about Karasberg yesterday, and let's just say Karasberg is up in arms.
Yeah,
Karasberg is extremely angry.
Mm-hmm.
Karasberg wants to do something.
Yeah,
to Anna.
Do you want us to prove you right?
It's giving, you know? And I was just saying, look, hey, I find it funny. Like, come on, it's funny. You know what I mean? Cool. A couple of things. Maybe when she gets it wrong, you correct her and you guara each other. And then we continue. Have a good laugh.
Mm.
But Marius, who's straight out of Karasberg, lives in Windhoek right now.
Yeah.
Send us this voice note.
Morning, Fresh. Just to add on the Karasberg story, being from Karasberg, I saw the humor in the writing of Anna.
Okay.
But I think what really pissed people off is when she described the ladies and when she called them, they look like mayonnaise or expired mayonnaise or whatever. I think that was a bit... not cool. It's a bit derogatory. But yeah, besides that, I saw the humor in it. But I think that part was not cool at all.
Yeah.
Shekwan, do you have that sentence, by the way, just real quick?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Just quickly read that sentence for us, please.
So, one thing about some yellow bones there or here in Karasburg now, they think melanin is a crime and arrogance is a birthright. They float around like faded Instagram influencers, but let's not act brand new. Some of them look like expired mayonnaise in the wrong lighting. Sopiso.
I find this extremely funny. Listen, we come from an era, Tohoba, and a generation where if someone guaras you, you must guara beg. Why are Karasburg people not just guaring Anna beg?
Right? I'm curious, where is Anna from? Maybe Donkeruk?
I don't know.
Can't be Shentum Bells. Maybe Shentum Bells.
And then we get surprised that she's from Bludritz.
No, I know their family home is that either.
Okay.
Yeah, so why not guara back, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Okay, cool. You know, expired my nails.
What does that even mean? It's about like... What does it mean that someone looks like expired mayonnaise?
In the wrong lighting, so.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm going to get creative with this.
Okay.
Right? You know how in a club,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit dark.
Yeah.
Okay? And how everything looks nice.
Yeah.
The girls look nice. Everything looks nice.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know, you spit your game with this girl and you mm-hmm. think, this one is, you know?
Yeah.
She's the one, this one.
Yes, yes.
And then, you know, 4 a.m., when the lights go on, then you realize.
That? Wait, do you realize at the club or do you realize when you get home?
Oh, my word. That's even worse.
Right?
That's even worse. Rather realize it. At the club.
But also, partner, if we've been out the whole night.
Yeah.
By 4 a.m., you can't even see me.
Yeah, also true.
Right?
So maybe that's what she meant in the wrong lighting.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. I think we just getting angry for talk for no reason. Just
for no reason. Yeah, like, listen, let's find the humor in it.
Yeah, find the humor in it. Drag her. Also, I understand now. We've got information right now. She's from Hohoda 14.
Oh.
14.
14, ah. Okay.
And what do we know about Hohoda 14, Uga?
I don't even know. Where is? Is it that side of Sam Nyoma Stadium, right?
Yebo.
Yeah.
I mean, I know one guy that used to stay there, but... but what is the guy? Flavor Flame used to have used to stay there. I think his family home is there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know
the character of. But find something on Hoho 14 and Guara back, man.
Yeah,
why?
Man. Also, partner, there's something that she mentioned about Utapi as well, right?
Yeah.
Utapi is one town where goats and humans casually share the pavement, and honestly, the goats seem to have more ambition. There's exactly one main road and about 73 shebeens per square meter. No, seriously though, at this point, even pigeons are tipsy. The shebeens are busier than the municipality. And if you're looking for service delivery, best believe you'll find it behind a bar counter and not a desk.
Oh, snap.
Then she says, life here in Utapi moves at the emotional pace of a church hymn.
Mm.
It's slow, it's dramatic, and slightly off key.
You see, I know. Oh my word! Because she can't read like those church hymns from the side. They're a little late. They
also, you know, they're like, why are there 47 people in the choir?
Bro.
On the stage, bruh. Like, what do you mean?
So I get why maybe at one point you'll feel a little offended because, you know, she's hitting a nerve.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, like the Utapi thing, there's one main street.
Yeah.
The goats seem to understand the traffic rules a little bit more than the human beings.
Mm.
We don't all know.
Yeah.
That it's like, we don't know.
She pressed another button.
Yeah.
That I think got a lot of people in their feelings.
Okay.
Then there's this iconic Olufuko festival.
Oh, she touched on Olufuko.
Cultural rite of passage or soft launch into unplanned motherhood? You decide. One minute, she's at school braiding her cousin's hair. Next thing, boom, she's a whole bride in beads and confusion. Let's be real. Olufuko is less tradition and more a village-sponsored audition for Real Housewives of Umsati.
Oh, no offense. My word. Oh, man. I thought I was the only crazy one out here writing like that.
May Anna, please.
I know. Listen.
Yeah. Say stop.
No, she is. And I love it. And I love it. It's her. I love it.
And she just said it with her chest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, so I you know what? Hey, man, I appreciate Oceana.
Also, partner, I'm gonna leave it here, ne?
Yeah.
Donkerhoek, right?
Yes.
Come on, are you actually from Donkerhoek? My takeaway, not verbatim what she said. Mm. Are you actually from Donkerhoek if you're not always wearing sunglasses, a hoodie, and always having a fake name?
Because we who does this duksa.
Dude, this kambwale.
First time. No, lost eleva anaid. Lost eleva anaid.
Yeah. Wait, are we stand by what she's saying?
Yeah, I'm stand by. Me now at this point.
Oh, stand by.
Yeah, Anna's got NSK as a standby.
She's got protection.
Let's all relax, man. Guaratrech, man. 7:43. That's your time. Boy, you see now, even our conversation is now.
Yeah, Gela, we had a conversation and Anna just came in and just.
And just, yeah. Ruined it for us. But it's fine.
Okay, girl.
We've got Drake lined up. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.